It's 7 o'clock in the evening, immediately after the close of our last episode, as Frederick Pratt, lawyer, waits in the lobby of Della Street's apartment building, waits to speak with Della on a matter which will add vital meaning to the life of Kate Beekman. More of this in just a few moments. First, in the apartment of Tony Fascina, nightclub entertainer.
Bob, darling.
Hello, Tony. I got your message.
And you came. Well, come
in. I got your message. I don't know what you want of me.
Well, come in and find out.
I don't want to find out, darling. I came to tell you something. I'm not your agent anymore.
Oh, Bob.
You made that plain and clear. I'm no longer your agent from here on out. To quote you, you don't need me anymore. Okay, so don't phone my office anymore. Don't leave any more messages for
me. Bob, won't you even give me the chance to say I'm sorry?
What?
Because I am sorry. I was all wrong. Please, come in so I can tell you.
Tell me what?
How sorry I am and how wrong and... don't be cruel.
Well, you bet I'll come in. This I want to hear.
Now, you get comfortable while I pour you a cocktail. I made martinis just the way you like them.
I don't want a martini.
But I made them special.
No martini. Give me scotch and the rocks.
Whatever you say, Bob, dear.
So the deal fell through.
Hmm?
The nightclub deal. The wonderful deal you were going to get. The reason you gave me my walk-in papers. Gordy made a chump out of you.
Oh, no, dear. I decided not to go through with it.
Oh?
I decided I'd rather not work in Gordy's club, even after he offered me part interest.
Mm-hmm. But he's going to open the club anyway.
Oh, sure.
You just changed your mind.
Mm-hmm. Get me a job, honey. I need a job. I'll sign a contract this time, Bobby.
Well, that's a switch. You claimed you'd never sign one.
I will now. Give me a chance, Bob. Please. Let me get you another drink.
Sit still. Tony.
You don't have to say I told you so.
Yeah, but I'm an awful stinker. That's just what I'm gonna say. Gordy's a wrong guy. The guys backing him are wrong guys, too.
You know him?
Not personally, but I know this business.
Bob, that's exactly what I'm trying to tell you. I know I'm wrong about Gordy. I've learned my lesson, and... Well, doesn't this prove it? Would I ask you to be my agent again if I wasn't all through with Gordy?
That could be the answer.
What other reason could I have? I'd be so suspicious.
I told you, I'm a stinker. You sign a contract?
Okay. I'll come in tomorrow.
You'll do it now. I've got a contract with me. We'll go downstairs and get it witnessed.
You don't take any chances.
No more than I can help. You say you're all washed up with Gordy, but just the same... Let's go.
Oh, wait till I touch up my face.
Aren't you going to answer it? What if it's Gordy?
I'll tell him off. Hello?
Hello, Tony?
Oh, hello.
Say, what is somebody with you?
My agent.
Agent? Oh, hedging your bets, huh? All right, kick him out, Tony. Everything's set.
What?
Everything's okay. I talked to Kate Beekman. She'll take the job. We go ahead.
Oh, Gordy, you mean it?
Sure I mean it. We'll open next week. And a sign on the top of the joint will read Tony's.
Oh, Gordy. Where are you?
Downstairs in my apartment. Come on down.
Oh, yeah, Gordy, right away. Bob...
Never mind. Never mind, Tony. I'm going for good. Tony, would it do any good to tell you you're making a mistake? Yeah. Okay, kid. Have fun.
Meanwhile, in Della Street's apartment building...
Do you mind telling me why we didn't take the elevator all the way down to the lobby?
I want to get a look at Mr. Frederick Pratt before you speak to him. Stop here.
Oh, that must be Mr. Pratt.
Where?
That nice-looking young man holding the briefcase in his lap. Oh, and he is a nice-looking young man. Let's go meet him.
No. You go see what he wants. Call me over if you think I should talk to him.
Okay. Mr. Pratt?
Oh, Miss Street. Thank you so much for... I dropped my briefcase. Excuse me while I...
Your pencil fell out of your pocket.
What? Oh, yeah. Oh, dear. You must, you must think I'm terribly awkward, but frankly, Miss Street, I'm,
Won't you sit down?
Yes. Well, what is it, Mr. Pratt?
Well, you see, I've just started practicing law, Miss Streeton. Frankly, I'm in a situation that they didn't cover in law school. What I mean to say is I'd like very much to see Mr. Perry Mason. I learned you're his secretary, and, well, I apologize for imposing on you, but
the usual procedure is to phone for an appointment.
Yes, of course, but you see, I have to see Mr. Mason today. I phone your office, but, well, you see, I'm Francis Riley's attorney, Miss Street, and I know Mr. Mason's interested in Riley's case.
No, not actually, Mr. Pratt. Riley's mother is a friend of Mr. Mason's office girl. Mr. Mason went to see Riley at her request. It was the day after Riley was arrested for stealing that car. But Mr. Mason does not have a personal interest.
Yes, ma'am, but you see, they've changed the calendar. Riley's case will be tried tomorrow. Please, Miss Street, I must see Mr. Mason.
This one of your first cases, Mr. Pratt?
The first. Yeah.
And of course you want to make good. Well, just a moment. Mr. Mason's just across the lobby.
He's here?
This is Mr. Pratt, Mr. Mason.
Pratt. How do you do, sir? This is an odd... Oh, I dropped my briefcase. Excuse me, sir.
Oh, dear. There goes your pencil again.
Oh, I am clumsy. Excuse me, Mr. Mason. It rolled into the chair there. I think. Rolled all the way back under.
Well, take your time, Mr. Pratt.
Well, I got it now there.
Sit down, Mr. Pratt.
Yes, well, I guess I'd better be before I fall down.
Mr. Pratt has just started practice, Perry. Francis Riley is his first client.
His case is coming up tomorrow, Mr. Mason, and... Well, I'm stymied.
You want me to advise you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I do. Riley needs help, Mr. Mason.
Riley?
Yes, sir. He won't talk to me.
Oh. Well, if your client won't cooperate, I mean, even after hiring you, he won't talk to you?
Oh, he didn't hire me, sir. I've been appointed public defender. They don't have any money, Mr. Mason. Oh, I see. Gee, look, Mr. Mason, I'm not afraid of losing a fee. I wouldn't know a fee if one came up and bit me. No, sorry, not thinking about a fee. It's Francis Riley that I'm thinking about. I can't stop thinking about that kid. I need information, Mr. Mason. That boy just didn't go out and steal a car on a sudden impulse. There's more to it than that. There has to be. Don't ask me why, because I can't give you any reasons, but I feel that Frank Riley is a decent boy. I guess I'm talking all around the block, Mr. Mason. You're probably ready to send me packing anyway.
Oh, no, Mr. Pratt. I'm a defense lawyer, too. I understand how you feel. And I'll tell you something. You fight this way on every case you get, and you will get more cases. You have the right attitude.
Golly, thanks, Mr. Mason. Thanks an awful lot.
But that doesn't do anything for Riley. And I can't tell you a thing. Riley won't talk to me either.
Mr. Mason offered to take his case.
I felt there might be a personality clash that perhaps someone else could reach him. This is coming up tomorrow?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, and the way it stands now, I'll have to enter a plea of nulla contendere.
No, don't do that.
I don't want it, Mr. Mason. That kid. Honest, Mr. Mason. This could wreck his whole life. But if you won't talk to him...
You'd like me to see him again?
Gee, if you would, Mr. Mason. But it comes up tomorrow.
All right, get a delay on the grounds that you need time for further investigation. Now, of course, it's up to you, Mr. Pratt, but my advice...
It's plenty good enough for me, Mr. Mason.
All right, then, get a continuance. I'll talk to Riley and then we'll see. Phone my office tomorrow afternoon.
Well, neither Della nor Perry Mason can possibly know it now, but fate is weaving a pattern in which their lives, as well as the lives of Gordy Weber, Tony Fassina, Frank Riley, and Kate Beekman, will be closely linked. There'll be interesting and important developments in the immediate future. So, by all means, join us tomorrow, won't you?